Hey, does everybody hate these shoes?
Oh, yeah. But don't worry, I don't think anybody's going to focus on that as long as you're wearing that towel dress.
Tell him.
It's her first day at this new job. You're not supposed to start with her.
All right, I suppose I can wait a day. Hey, what are you doing Friday?
What?
I need you to come to this bachelor party for my weird cousin Albert. You know, he's the botanist.
Oh, God. Yeah, botanists are such geeks.
Yeah. Is that a dinosaur time?
Hmm?
Oh, yeah.
Morning. Hey, Ray, come here with the purses.
Must take you forever to find your keys.
Thank you. You're welcome. Oh, please walk along with the turtles. No. Turtles scare me. I don't need that today.
Honey, just relax. It's going to be fun. Hey, why don't I come down there and I'll take you out for lunch?
Oh, honey, thank you. But Mark's taking me out.
Mark? Is that the same Mark that helped you get the job?
Yeah. It's kind of like a good luck on your first day sort of thing. Is it actually a lunchbox? No, it's a purse. And there's a thermos in it.
Hey, so, can you make it on Friday?
What? Oh, yeah, I think so. Why am I invited to this again?
Yeah, apparently Albert has no friends.
Oh.
He's very excited about the bachelor party, though. I think, actually, the only reason he's getting married is so he can see a stripper.
A stripper at a bachelor party. This is so cliche. Why don't you guys get a magician?
Well, if the magician can open my beer with his butt cheeks, then all right.
Having lunch with him? Lunch with him? You should have seen the hug he gave her when she got the job. And he's really good looking. What am I going to do?
Don't do anything. Keep it inside. Learn how to hide your feelings. Don't cry out loud. Yes!
Yeah.
Guess who has an audition for a Broadway musical? I want to say you, but it seems like such an easy answer. It is me. It's a musical version of A Tale of Two Cities. So I think I'm going to sing New York, New York. And, I left my heart in San Francisco.
Joey, I don't think you get to pick the cities.
What?
Mr. Dickens gets to pick it.
Who? I'll get you the Cliff Notes.
The what?
The abridgment.
Oh, okay.
What? Your file number. The invoice number. And the shipping date. Good. Any questions so far?
Yeah. What kind of discount do we get?
20%.
Oh, I love this job.
My free call. Here, let me... Rachel Greenblatt, how may I help you?
Hi, is Rachel there?
And who may I say is calling?
This is Ross.
Ross,
Of Ross and Rachel?
Oh, hi. It's Mark.
Oh, hey, Mark.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, hold on.
Okay.
Hi, honey.
Hi.
What's Mark doing answering your phone?
Oh, he's just goofing around.
Oh, yeah, that's funny. Why is he goofing around in his own office?
Honey, this is his office, too. I told you, we're Joanna's two assistants.
Why does Joanna need two assistants? How lazy is she?
Oh, my God, what did I just do?
What?
I think I just shipped 3,000 bras to personnel. Honey, I gotta go. Mark, I need you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Ah!
What, I'm sorry, sweetie. I was just trying to. I'm just dialing another number.
All right. I just got changed in 30 seconds for you to be alone with him. You better go for it.
Please.
I'm not going for anything.
Well, if you don't, I will.
Please go. Night, Lon.
Night, Julia.
Adios.
Look, Julia, someone left their book here.
Actually, that is mine.
Oh, yeah? What are you reading?
Flowers of Evil by Baudelaire. Have you read it?
Have I read it? No, are you enjoying it?
I thought that I would, but the translation's no good.
You're a poet. You don't know it.
Actually, I am a poet.
Oh. So you do know it. So, what kind of things do you write about?
Things that move me, the shadow of a tree, a child laughing, with a slip.
Mine? Right here?
I could write an epic poem about this lip.
How would that go? Well, it didn't rhyme. But I liked it.
You got to pick a pocket or two, boys. You've got to pick a pocket or two.
Lovely. Just lovely.
Really?
Thanks. Listen, Joey, we definitely want to see you for the callback on Saturday.
Excellent.
I'll be there.
Okay. And listen, don't forget to bring your jazz shoes for the dance audition.
My agent said that it wasn't a dancing part.
Oh, Joey, all the roles got to dance a little.
But believe me, with your dance background, it'll be a piece of cake.
3 years of modern dance with Twyla Tharp. 5 years with the American Ballet Theater.
Hey, everybody lies on their resume, okay? I wasn't one of the Zoom kids either.
Can you, like, dance at all?
Yeah, I can dance, you know.
Oh, no, 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 no.
What is that?
Sure, it looks stupid now. There's no music playing.
I have to get that, but no, no. Hello?
Hi.
Yeah, listen, I'm in need of a stripper, and I was told that you do that. Let me ask you this. What do you do for your extra hundred? So would I have to provide the grace?
Julio, senorita. So amazing. He's so sexy and smart, which makes him even sexier. I gotta tell you this. Last night, we were fooling around, and all of a sudden, he stopped to write a poem.
Get out. I couldn't stop if a meteor hit me.
Okay, we have our stripper, a Miss Crystal Chandelier.
Well, sure, you name a kid that, what do you expect him to grow up to be?
Anyway, when he left, he forgot to take the poem with him. Now, I'm totally dense about poetry, but I think this is pretty good, all right? Check it out.
The empty vase. Translucent beauty.
See yourself.
Hey, you know what? That's pretty good.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good too, Pete.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm glad you guys like it. Yay. All right, I got to get to work.
Oh, I'm not done.
All right, we'll just get back when you're through. Okay, see you guys.
Bye. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Poor Monica.
What?
What? He was with her when he wrote this song. Look, my vessel so lovely with nothing inside. Now that I've touched you, you seem emptier still. He thinks Monica's empty. She's the empty vase.
You really think that's what he meant?
Totally. Oh, God. Oh, she seems so happy, too.
Done.
You have the Ralph Lauren file?
Oh, yeah, sure. It's okay.
What's that?
It's some Ross the love bug.
Wow. Somebody wants people to know you have a boyfriend.
Oh, no. No. That's not what he's doing. He's just really romantic.
Excuse me. Are you Rachel Green?
Yes.
1, 2, 3, congratulations on your first week at your brand new job. It won't be long before you're the boss.
Oompa, oompa, oompa.
And you know who will be there to support you. Your one and only boyfriend.
It's nice to have a boyfriend.
Your loyal, loving boyfriend, boss.
I'm hurt. I'm actually hurt. And you would think I would send you any of those things out of anything other than love. Heart. Heart.
All right, Ross, forget it.
Oh, my God. Can't a guy send a barbershop quartet to his girlfriend's office anymore?
Please, Ross, it was so obvious. It was like you were marking your territory. I mean, you might as well have just come in and peed all around my desk.
I would never do that.
I know what's going on here, okay? Mark explained it all to me. He said this is what you guys do.
That, well, if Mark said that, then Mark's an idiot. Mark's a genius. Why? How is he a genius?
Look, don't you see what's happening here? Instead of hitting on her right away, he's becoming her confidant. Now he's going to be the guy that she goes to complain about you.
What am I going to do?
Well, why don't you send her a musical bug? Oh, no, you already did that. All right, look, you're going to have to go there yourself now, okay? Make a few surprise visits.
I don't know, you guys.
All right, fine, don't do anything. Just sit here and talk to us. Meanwhile, she is talking to him about you, and he's being Mr. Joe sensitive, and she starts thinking maybe this is the guy for me because he understands me.
And before you know it, she's with him, and you'll be all, oh, man. And he'll be all, yeah. Right? And us, we'll be like, oh, dude. And pretty soon you'll be like, oh. And oh, I can't go. Rachel and Mark might be there. And we'll be like, man, get over it. It's been 4 years.
He paints quite a picture, doesn't he?
Here's the Kelly Siegel stuff for September.
Oh, I've got something for you.
Oh, Mark.
It's okay. Rachel knows.
Yeah, but even so.
Can't help it. I'm just crazy about it.
Oh, that is so sweet.
Okay. I know I'm like Mr. Inappropriate today, but it's just so tough. I mean, I see you walking around, and I just want to touch you and hold you. Come on, no one's around. Just kiss me.
That's it. Get off. Get off of her.
What is going on?
What's going on? Back up. I'll tell you what's going on.
What?
I have been down in your store for 20 minutes trying to get a tie. What do I have to do to get some service? Hi, Rach.
Joey? Joey Tribbiani?
Listen, Joey, I got problems. I just got a call from my dance captain. He's having a relationship crisis and can't get out of Long Island.
So does that mean the audition's off?
Listen, Joey, seeing as you've got the most experience, I want you to take these dances and teach them the combination.
What?
Oh, Joey, come on, it's easy. You know, it's hand, hand, head, head. Up, out of a ray, beat. Here, run the jump, step, slide, step, step, and
jazz. It's a steppity step and jazz hands.
Have fun. Bye.
Hey, what are you rapping?
Oh,
they put against Julio.
Right. Yeah. Just like the one in the poem.
Yeah, well, not exactly like the one in the poem.
What do you mean? Remember how you said that you were really dense about poetry?
Yeah.
Oh. So, just an empty date, huh?
What?
I don't read as many important books as you do, and I don't write trick poems that seem to be about one thing but are actually about something else. And you know what? I get excited about stupid stuff. Like, when my People magazine comes on Saturday, and the new Home Everything catalog. Yes, but that does not mean I'm empty. You know, I care about things. I care about my friends and family. You have no right to make that kind of judgment.
Whoa. The poem is not about you. The empty vase is not about you. My baby, preciosa. You make me so sad that you would think this.
I'm sorry. My friend's baby.
No, it's about all women.
Well, all American women. You feel better now?
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's do it. No. What was that?
I don't know. Best I could get out of it.
Well, people. Let's try it again. And this time, let's everybody watch Joey. Show him how it's done. Count it off, guys. Look what I got. See? She's fully dressed, right?
Right.
And then you click it, and uh-oh, she naked. And then you click it again, she's dressed. She's a businesswoman. She's walking down the street. She's window shopping, and all over, she's naked.
You know what? I'm going to spend some alone time with the pen.
I'm sorry. I was an idiot.
Big idiot.
A big idiot. Just have to realize this full mark thing is really hard for me.
Hey, why is it hard? We've been together for almost a year now.
Well, I was with Carol for like 8 years, and I lost her. And now, if it's possible, I think I love you even more. So it's hard for me to believe I'm not going to, well, someone else isn't going to take you away.
Let it be me. Let it be me.
That if two people love each other and trust each other like we do, she'll have to be jealous.
I gotta get going.
Bye, gentlemen.
Oh, okay, Russ, listen, this pen's getting kind of boring, so can you pick me up some porn?
Where are you going?
Oh, I've got to go pick up Ben. We've got a play date this afternoon.
Oh, with who?
Just this woman I met last time at the party.
There was a woman at... The stripper?
Yeah.
You had a play date with a stripper?
Man, I got to get a kid.
We started talking after she, you know, did a thing, and it turns out she's got a boy about Ben's age, so we're going to take the kids to a gymboree class.
Oh.
Is that okay?
Sure. Is she married?
No. Are you jealous?
No. I just don't see why she has to play with you, that's all. I mean, doesn't she, you know, have any other stripper mom friends of her own?
You are totally jealous.
I'm not jealous, all right? This is about people feeling certain things, you know, about strippers. And, you know, and...
Honey, I love you too. Bye.
Wait.
What?
Well, there's a kiss you won't forget for a few hours, you know?
Yeah.
Either that or you just turn them on and send them off to a stripper.
Is there a Julio here?
I am Julio.
Mr. Pretentious.